Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn. The power within.
Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast. Underdogs, we have got an underdog bite for you today. Always getting better. Say it with me. AGB, always getting better. There is no fast way to forward through the process, right? You have got to figure out and streamline and schedule and dictate what your next move is, what your next plan is. You have to keep moving. Maybe you had a great day yesterday, and that's fantastic. But you got to try to have a better day today. Maybe today was a better day. Well, you got to have an even better day tomorrow. The goal here is to continue to get better. AGB. Think about this. If we improve our lifestyle, our efforts, our thought process, our happiness, 1% more every day, it's just 1%. And I can't do the numbers to compound everything. But if I give 1% more effort tomorrow than I did today, and 1% more every day, then in a week from now, I'm 7% better. In a month from now, I'm 30% better. In a year from now, I'm over 365% better. Think about that. 1% more every day. You're not going to notice the difference. It's like watching grass grow. You can't see grass grow, but you know over time it continues to get higher. You got to eventually mow the grass, right? It's the same process. You can't get lost in, oh, I'll never get to that point. I think of, you know, the small goals I always talk about rather than the dream goals, but getting your small, you know, your weekly goals, your monthly goals, your 60, 90, 180 day goals, so you can accomplish that one stair at a time. Well, think about it with always getting better. You're not going to see the results tomorrow of the 1%. You might not even see it in a week, but you'll see it in 2 weeks. You'll see it in a month. It's like losing weight. You can't go 0 to 100 pounds, but you can try 1 pound a week or 2 pounds a week or 5 pounds a month. You can set realistic goals and use that 1% better in every part of your life. I'm challenging everybody right now, everything you've given yesterday. If you look in the mirror right now and you say, I'm the best I can be, you're full of shit. You're not the best you can be. You'll never be the best you can be. The best athletes in the world, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Kobe Bryant, you name them, everybody out there that's ever been a top athlete in their game, Tiger Woods, anybody, they're never the best they can be. They're always practicing to get better. They're always given 1% more. 1% more every single day is a simple math here. It's simple. It's simplicity to get to the next level. You don't need to go big time. You don't need to, I got to be so much better. No, you don't. You got to be 1% better. Tomorrow, I got to be 1% better. Start living by that rule. Start focusing on that rule. I talked about it today. Life is a competition. I did our install meeting today, and we talked about how everybody needs to compete. Yes, you want to serve people. Yes, you want to promote and help people. Yes, you want to educate people. Yes, you want to inspire and motivate and mentor people. But let's not get this twisted. This is a competition. Life is a competition. You're here to live the best, most fulfilled life you can, happiness and time. In order to get to where you want to be, you have to compete in everything you're doing. Every little thing you're doing. You know, if you're sweeping a floor at Walmart, then you need to be the best damn person out there doing it than anybody else in that building. You got to compete. You got to give 1% more every single day. Now, what if you got 1% better each day? Would that be hard? Would it be a struggle to give 1% more every day? Probably not. Would you notice a difference? Probably not. But again, in 30 days and in 12 months, you would notice a ton of difference. And people say, well, how do you know? Like, how do I give more than I gave today? I gave all I had. No. Every day, remember what you did the day before and try to give a little bit more. Challenge yourself. Set those two goals. I always say I try to set two goals every day in my head, what I want to accomplish to get my day done. And they could be small little goals, but as long as they're goals that I didn't do yesterday, I'm great. Or maybe it's a goal I did yesterday, but I'm doing a little bit more. You know, everything starts with a schedule. How do you accomplish this 1%? You got to live by a schedule. Sleep is overrated. You know, 5 to 7 hours is all you need. Because if you get 7 hours in, you've only got 17 hours left in your day. What are you going to do with it? If you got 5 hours in, you got 19 hours in your day. What are you going to do with it? You need to start counting that time. All right, I'm going to use this much time for a shower, this much time to shave and take a shit or whatever else is you got to do. That's it. Now I'm ready. What do I do with that day? What do I do with that time? Where do I find time to make sure I spend with my wife or my kids? Where do I find time for me? Where do I find time to meditate or work on my body or work on my mind and soul, where I need to be? You're going to have to put a schedule together. You know, one thing my son does, I can learn something from him sometimes, right? He's 10. Is he got on this real hardcore kick of, I want to lose weight, Dad. I feel chubby. And, you know, I'm sick of drinking carbs and eating carbs. And I feel, you know, fat. And he wasn't fat, but he felt a little chubby. So we were in Florida and out of the blue, he's like, I'm done. I'm just not going to eat any more sugar. I'm done. And of course, I didn't take it serious because this is a kid who loves Starburst, loves Skittles, and loves slushies. I mean, he's 10. And he plays some sports and he has, you know, he's worked out very little bit. Well, all of a sudden, like, he's not eating it. He made me buy him protein shakes, and he's rolling up ham and turkey and salami, and he's eating it by itself without any cheese, without any bread, nothing. And he's drinking protein shakes, and he's eating steak and veggies only. He won't eat any potatoes, and he won't eat anything. I'm like, this is interesting. And this went on for like a week or two at first, and I was like, okay, this will pass. It's not a big deal. Well, then, like, we would order him slushies, you know, from Sonic. Who doesn't want a Sonic slushie? He's like, I don't want it, Dad. I don't want it. What do you mean you don't want it? I don't want it. Okay. So he wouldn't drink it. My daughters would call me, what's wrong with Christian? I don't know. Well, he's not, he won't eat the candy. He won't drink the slushie. I said, well, his willpower is strong. He's trying to lose weight. This went on for about 6 or 8 weeks. During that time, he made me buy him push-up bars. He started to try to do push-ups. When he first started, he can only do 5 or 6 in a row. Most recently, I saw he could do 43. This is about 6 or 8 weeks since then. It's like middle of March. He can do 43 straight push-ups. I remember going to his room and saying, hey, let's play some Madden, right? On Xbox. And I go in there and like we were setting up the game and all of a sudden his phone goes off. And I go, what are you doing? He goes, oh, every 10 minutes, I got to do 10 push-ups. So he drops and does 10 push-ups. He's like, do it with me. Like, okay, so I drop and do 10 push-ups. An hour later, right? 60 push-ups later, I'm like, dude, I'm going to my room. I'm done. I've had enough. He kept going. He's 10. He has the willpower and discipline to do that. Now, here I am gorging on meals, eating bread, eating cookies. I have an ice cream problem. Now I have a cinnamon donut and apple cider problem living in Michigan that's just bad for you. I work out every day as hard as I can, and I play for a tie. And when it comes to my weight and my health, I'm not improving 1% like I should. I do in my business. I do in my relationships. I don't in my body. And that's something I'm challenging myself with. I'm like, you know what? I've got to get better. I've got to find a way to challenge myself to be better. If my son can do it, how much more inspiration do I need? So let me give you the updates. He goes to the doctors about a week ago. He lost 19 pounds. 19 pounds he lost. He's 10 years old. That's a big deal. His shirts are fitting way better and his arms are getting huge. He does push-ups all the time. He feels great. His confidence is up. Now, he has eased off of being this like food soldier of I'm never doing that to every now and then having something, but it's so rare. He's so disciplined. I'm so proud of him. He did it on his own. That inspires me. Like, I can do that. If he can do it, I can do it. And I need to do it. Like, 2 grandkids. I got 4 kids. I've got to run around. I'm 41 years old. I want to be here a long time. I've got to take better care of myself. I work out all the time. It'd be better if I ate better. And I love food. I love food. But I've got to do a better job. So I challenged myself. I know it's soon, but hey, it's day one, not one day. I challenged myself yesterday to start that shit today. Today is day one of me giving 1% more every day than what I gave yesterday to lose weight, to get in shape, to shrink that belly fat, right? That is my goal for me. Now I challenge you listeners out there, you viewers out there, what is your goal? Is it professionally? Is it physically? Is it emotionally? Where are you going to add that 1%? Maybe it's all of them. But every day you got to challenge yourself. I'm setting myself a schedule. Set yourself a schedule. I set myself a schedule where I am now going to be disciplined. I'm going to try to work out twice a day rather than once, half-assed doing. I'm going to try to hit it twice, the afternoon with him a little bit, and in the mornings to get my day started. I'm going to try to hit cryo 4 times a week rather than 2. I'm going to push myself to do these things. I'm not going to eat anything heavy. I'm drinking these nice little protein shakes, right? And I'm going to wait and have a decent meal at dinner. I'm going to try to be more disciplined. And every day, whatever I did yesterday, I'm going to try to do a little bit more. I'm trying to either do a bigger workout or more pushups. I'm even going to challenge myself to do 100 pushups a day. Maybe 4 sets of 25 throughout the day and see what that looks like every single week and say, wow, I'm getting a little better at this. Maybe I'll go to 30 pushups every time I do it and I'll go to 120 a day. But we've all got to start somewhere, guys. You can't get to that top floor with an elevator. You're going to have to take the stairs. We're always going to have to get better. Maybe I shred down. You know, I'm 215, 218. I float around. My goal is 195 again. I'd like to be one. I think 180 would be perfect, but I'll take a 195 ripped up. I'd be feeling good. I think I'll be quicker, faster, feel healthier. But I can't go from 218 to 195 overnight. So if I'm going to shoot from 218, I'm going to try to get to 210. Then when I get to 210, I'm going to AGB. I'm always going to get better. I'm going to go to 205. Then when I get to 205 AGB, I'm going to go to 199. And then when I go 190, I'm going to 195. I mean, that's the goals I'm going to have, the small goals and the 1% better every single day. So today, you look in the mirror. You ask yourself, am I all I can be? No, you're not. You might be great, and it's okay to be great, but you can always be better. Give it a little bit more. Push yourself to the next token. Don't quit on yourself. Don't listen to the naysayers. Love those haters to get you the fuel to take it to the next step. Show them what you can accomplish. Show them what you're worth. Challenge yourself every day to get better. 1% more equals so much more. I challenge all the listeners out there, all the viewers out there to take this to the next level. You can check the AGB chapter I have in my book that comes out in July. And the book is called Own Your Power. No excuses, no bullshit, the time is now. That's what the book's called. And so in there, I tell stories about things I've gone through and how to get better and basically 8 different chapters of categories that you can really challenge yourself with exercises to get to the next level. AGB is one of them. You got to simplify everything. Don't oversimplify. Don't think you're going to be 300% better tomorrow. Be 1% better tomorrow, right? 1% better equals everything. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Don't get comfortable. You know, if you want to kill an alligator, when do you think you got to kill the alligator? You got to kill the alligator right after it eats because it's comfortable, it's lazy, it's tired, it's resting, right? Don't you get comfortable. Don't you get tired. Don't you rest. Stay hungry. Stay focused. 1% better every single day. Push the bar. Don't box yourself in. Push, push, push. Reach out to a mentor. Find somebody to hold you accountable. Build that damn schedule. Break that wall down. Do what you've got to do to get to the next level. That 1% can make a difference in your life and other people's life around you. Add 1% every day. That's 7% a week. That's 30% a month. That's over 365% a year. You can do it. I'm challenging every single one of you to start busting your ass and breaking through those walls now. Bam!
And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby.
Bam! Underdog. Damn. Unleash the power.